Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours of jazz this afternoon. We're featuring some music from Stan Getz, Billy Taylor, Bernie Sinensky, Helen Merrill, Mo Kaufman, new music from vocalist Martha Brooks, the Mort Atkinson Trio, Sonny Stitt, and a whole lot more. This afternoon, we're going to be starting off with some music from Lorraine Demarest. Lorraine Demarest appeared this past week at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival and put on quite a show. We're going to listen to a recording that she made back in 1985, and it was simply entitled The Lorraine Demarest Trio, featuring Camille Bellil on drums, Lorraine Demarest on piano, and Michel Donato is on bass. We're going to listen to a composition, and this one is entitled Avril, and then we'll come back with some music from Fred Hirsch and someone who really impressed a lot of people at the festival this year, Rini Rosnes. But before we get to all that, here's Lorraine Demarest from her album, The Lorraine Demarest Trio, and Avril. That was music from Lorraine Demarest and a composition entitled Avril. Well, it's not very often that you see a jazz musician releasing a multi-CD set, and I mean anything over two CDs, namely because of the cost and namely because they don't usually sell all that well. Well, Fred Hirsch has just released a three CD box set entitled Songs Without Words. It's on the Nonesuch label, and we're going to listen to something from this album. We're going to listen to a composition by Cole Porter entitled Get Out of Town. Now, this three CD box set is a tribute to the great composers, including Ellington Monk, Wayne Shorter, Dizzy Gillespie, Charles Mingus, and others. There's also a disc of Cole Porter material, as well as a disc of original compositions. And I believe that this one is available in the stores now. It's on the Nonesuch label. It's music from pianist Fred Hirsch.
listening to CHUO-FM 89.1, Canada's only bilingual campus community radio station. CHUO-FM 89.1, our diversity, your radio.
Thank you.
you were at the National Library yesterday, you would have heard that tune played for us by outstanding pianist Rini Rosnes. That was Black Holes, taken from her album As We Are Now. And I have never seen the National Library packed the way it was yesterday. It was just absolutely incredible. The people kept flooding in and flooding in. All the seats were taken, and still more people were trying to get through the door. Some of them had to stay out in the hallway. But it was certainly one of the highlights of this year's Ottawa International Jazz Festival. Every time that I see Rini Rosnes perform, she's better than she was before, and she's just an incredible musician, someone who is certainly pushing the envelope as far as jazz piano goes. She's quite a technician and puts quite a bit of feeling into her playing. She also had her husband, Billy Drummond, featured on drums. Walt Weisskopf was on sax, and Ian Froman on bass. Before that, we heard some music from Fred Hirsch from his brand new 3-CD box set released on the Nonsuch label, and we heard Get Out of Town. That was taken from Songs Without Words. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial, coming to you live each and every week from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings. Well, here's some music from Jean Darome, and we're going to listen to his version of the Thelonious Monk composition Balu Bolivar, Baluzar. Thank you.
I know when I say the name Clifford Brown, you think about the trumpet, and yes, rightly so. But Clifford Brown was also a very fine composer, and we like to play one of his songs that people don't play too much. We're going to play it for you now. It's called Tiny Capers.
Thank you.
That was music from tenor sax great Benny Golson, recorded live, and classic composition from Clifford Brown. And at some point during the year, I'm hoping to play that original version from the great trumpet player Clifford Brown. That was Tiny Capers. And we also heard, featured on that live recording, Kevin Hayes on piano, Dwayne Bruno on bass, and Carl Allen was on drums. And before that, we heard an interesting version of Monk's composition, Balu Bolivar, Balu's R, and it was Pierre Tanguay on drums and Jean Derome on various saxes and vocals. That's taken from his latest album, simply entitled Derome Tanguay. We're going to feature now some new music from Cuban pianist Gonzalo Rubalcaba. This is from his album Supernova. It's the Gonzalo Rubalcaba Trio, featuring Carlos Enriquez on bass and Ignacio Berrio on drums. And we're going to listen to a composition entitled The Voice in Between.
Thank you. Do you miss home? Looking for an affordable way to travel? Well, take the train. Go home more often with Via Rail Canada. Students get 35% off the regular adult fare when using our ISIC card. If you're a full-time student, you can get your ISIC card at any Via Rail station. But that's not all. Buy 6 return trips to any destination and receive 50% off the regular price. For more info, call 244-8289. That's 244-8289. Via Rail Canada, bringing students home.
Really nice to see Phil Nimmons back on the scene again. That was a composition entitled Threefold, and that's from his double CD, a collection of original tunes entitled Sands of Time, and it was recorded in Pickering, Ontario last June at the Acrobat Studios, featuring Barry Elms on drums, Gary Williamson on piano, and Steve Wallace on bass. And this time around, Phil Nimmons is playing nothing but clarinet. swinging set for sure. And if you want to pick it up, it's on the Sackville label out of Toronto. And just before that, we heard some new music from Cuban pianist Gonzalo Rubalcaba from his album Supernova and The Voice in Between. We're going to go back in time and listen to some music from certainly one of the most influential sax players, Sonny Stitt. And this is a composition entitled Down Home Blues.
Thank you. Paper Shows, take one.
Oh, yeah.
From the pen of Louis Silvers, that was April Showers, performed for us by Mark Atkinson and the trio, including Joey Smith on bass, Chris Fry on rhythm guitar, and Mark Atkinson also on guitar. And that's taken from Mark's brand new album, simply entitled The Mark Atkinson Trio. Mark is a Canadian who's trying to make a name for himself, and certainly that last tune, April Showers, offered quite a bit of fine guitar work and also bass work from Joey Smith. Before that, we heard some music from the great sax player Sonny Stitt and Down Home Blues. You're listening to In Transition, and my name is Randy McElligott. Don't forget, at 3 o'clock this afternoon, Oswin Lowe with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Here's another Canadian artist. Vocalist Martha Brooks has a new album out entitled Change of Heart, and we're going to listen to her version of Don't Blame Me. Now, some of the featured musicians on this album include Newt Hoxton on piano, Steve Hamilton is on bass, and Kelly Marquez is on drums. So we're going to listen to Don't Blame Me. And then after that, we're going to listen to some music from Mo Kaufman and his version of Paquito, and that's taken from his album One More Time.
like you to love. As a kiss can be, blame all your charms that melt in my arms, but don't blame me.
Do you need help getting the word out about your business? If so, CHUO is here to help. We've got the advantage of having a broad range of listeners reaching a 100,000-kilometer radius. This is an opportunity for you to reach our diverse audience. Let CHUO help support your community. For more information, contact Pascal at 562-5968. Thank you.
great Mo Kaufman, who passed away earlier this year, with a catchy number entitled Paquito, dedicated to Cuban sax great Paquito de Rivera. Ed Bickert was on guitar, Terry Clark on drums, Bernie Sinensky on keyboards, Kieran Overs on bass, and of course Mo Kaufman on flute. And that was released on an album entitled One More Time, released on the Duke Street Records label. And before that, we heard Martha Brooks, an up-and-coming Canadian vocalist, from her album Change of Heart and Don't Blame Me. Well, as I look out the window, it's rather hot, muggy, and humid, and I can't think of any better music to play than Stan Getz and Jorge Gilberto. We're going to listen to one of the great compositions from these two. It's entitled Desafinado. And then after that, we're going to listen to the soothing vocals of Helen Merrill with You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. Thank you.
You'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire. Understands, chilled by the winter, under an August moon, burning above. You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to and
music from vocalist Helen Merrill with You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. I'm going to be heading out to the Ottawa International Jazz Festival after the show this afternoon to see an outstanding violinist who will be performing at the National Library beginning at 4 p.m. His name is Christian Howes, and any of you who have who were lucky enough last year to see D.D. Jackson at the National Library will certainly remember his violinist, Christian Howes. He's coming this year with special guest Billy Hart on drums, so that should be one of the outstanding concerts of the festival. But in the meantime, we're going to be listening now to some music from the Moscow Sax Quintet. And this is their version of Yardbird Suite. And after that, we're going to listen to Django Reinhardt with Coleman Hawkins and his version of Out of Nowhere.
Thank you.
the great Django Reinhardt with some Coleman Hawkins there in fine form. And we heard a composition entitled Out of Nowhere. Well, Billy Taylor has a new album out. It's entitled, let me just check here. It's entitled Music Keeps You Young. And we're going to listen to a composition entitled Nema, a beautiful working of the great classic from John Coltrane. But before we get to that, we're going to listen to some music from Billie Holiday and her version of Willow, Weep for Me.
Branches down along the ground and cover me. Listen to my plea. Hear me, willow, and weep for me. Gone my lovely dreams, love summer dreams, gone and left me here to weep my tears along the stream. Sad as I can be, hear me, willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind and say that love has sinned, so leave my heart a sighing and crying alone. Murmur to the night, hide its starry light, so none will find me sighing, crying all alone. Weeping willow tree, weep in sympathy. Bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. Listen to my plea. Hear me, willow, and weep for me. Willow,
Music Keeps Us Young. That's the new release from pianist Billy Taylor. That's on the Arcadia label. And we just heard a mid-tempo version of John Coltrane's composition, Nema. Bernie Senensky has been a pianist and session musician on the Canadian jazz scene for a number of years. And we're going to listen to something that he composed quite a number of years ago. It's entitled Poochie. And then we're going to listen to French vocalist Maud with her version of Summertime. And then we're going to listen to a heart-rendering version of My Funny Valentine featuring the late baritone sax great Pepper Adams. And this was recorded when he was dealing with cancer. And shortly after this recording was made, he passed away. So that's from Denny Christensen's album entitled Sweet Mingus. But before that, here's Bernie Senensky with Poochie.
Thank you. fish are jumping and the curtain is high. Your daddy's rich and your mommy's good looking. So hush, little baby.
We just heard some music from Jim Galway and Thou Swell. That's taken from his his album simply entitled Thou Swell. And before that, Denny Christensen's big band with My Funny Valentine featuring on baritone sax Pepper Adams. And we started the set off with Summertime from Maud, and that's from her self-titled 45 that was specially released during the 1987 Montreal International Jazz Festival. Well, I'm heading down to the Ottawa International Jazz Festival. I hope to see some of you there. I'm actually wearing a Ted Kherson t-shirt. If you want to come up and talk to me, if there's anything you'd like to hear on the show, I'd be more than happy to accommodate. Until next week, I'm Randy McElligott. Have a great week. Bye for now.